Using a PC or Mac with the Brilliant in Terminal Mode. Terminal Mode allows you to read and interact with the contents of another device. For instance, if you want a Braille display to assist you in reading the contents on your PC, navigating web pages, reading emails, reading news articles, etc., you can connect your Brilliant 14 with your PC in order to do this. There are two ways in which you can connect to a PC or Mac with your Brilliant. One is using Bluetooth, and one is using the USB cable that came with your Brilliant. In this module, I'm going to show you how to connect via Bluetooth using both JAWS and NVDA, and I'm also going to explain the differences in the process when connecting via USB. If you have Bluetooth built into your computer, this is a way to connect your Brilliant without the use of any cables or wires, so it can be very handy if you need a little bit more portability. Generally, there is a range of about 30 feet before your Brilliant will be out of range and not work properly with your PC or Mac. But as long as you keep it within that 30 feet range, everything should work great when you're connected via Bluetooth. I don't actually have Bluetooth built into my PC. However, I do have a Bluetooth dongle. This is a little bitty device that I plug into a USB port on my computer, which allows me to have Bluetooth access. So if you don't have Bluetooth built in and you would like to connect your Brilliant wirelessly to your PC or Mac, you can get a little USB dongle for about $5. And it's plug and play. It simply plugs into a USB port on your computer and you can use it to connect. Please note that for this demonstration, I'm going to be using a PC, but the way that you will connect on a Mac is very similar to this. With NVDA, I will be using the Sarah Proc Catherine voice. With JAWS, I will be using the Windows 10 Core voice, Mark. First, I'm going to show you how easy it is to connect the Brilliant via Bluetooth with the NVDA screen reader. I'm on a Windows 10 machine running the latest build of NVDA. I have my Bluetooth dongle plugged in via USB. If you have Bluetooth built into your computer, this process will work pretty similarly. I'm going to make sure my Brilliant is in terminal mode by flipping the switch to the right and powering on the Brilliant. The Brilliant says starting, and once that text disappears from the screen, it says hello. I'm now going to move to my system tray on the PC.
User promoted notification area toolbar. Nene updated your last update check.
And I did that by pressing Windows B on my PC. I'm now going to down arrow until I reach Bluetooth.
Bluetooth devices button. Bluetooth devices tooltip.
In my case, I just had to arrow down once, and the PC said Bluetooth devices. From here, I'm going to enter my context menu. On a PC, you can do this by pressing either Shift F10 or your applications key. I'm going to press my applications key.
Context menu.
And my screen reader says context menu. I'm going to arrow down.
Add a Bluetooth device, eh?
And it says add a Bluetooth device. This is what I want to do, so I'm going to press enter here.
Bluetooth notification area icon window class. Settings, settings window, add Bluetooth or other device button.
The screen reader says add Bluetooth or other device. I'm going to press enter here.
Add a device, Windows shell experience host window, Bluetooth button mice, keyboards, pens, or audio and other kinds of Bluetooth devices.
And now my screen reader is essentially asking me what type of Bluetooth device I wish to add. And the option that the computer is on currently is mice, pens, keyboards, audio, and other devices. I'm paraphrasing that slightly, but that is what I want. So I'm going to press enter.
Cancel button.
And I land on a cancel button. I can now press tab to see a list of devices that my computer sees.
List. Living room not select. Charge tune. Living room.
For some reason, it's not seeing my Brilliant, so I'm going to flip into application mode by turning my switch to the left. And change my switch back to the right. And now, moving back to the PC, I'm going to arrow through this list again.
Living room. Charged. Brilliant BI-14. Not selected. 3 of 3.
And you heard a low beep tone right there. That is to mask the serial number of my Brilliant 14. You will hear that same low tone again later in this section. So please know that that's what that is. And now, my computer sees my Brilliant. So sometimes you may have to find a little trick to make your computer see your device. I'm going to press enter here.
Selected. Done button.
It said selected when I pressed enter. I then got a notification on my PC And now I have a done button.
New notification from settings. Setting up a device. We're setting up Brilliant BI 14 window.
And now it says it's setting up my Brilliant. I'm going to press enter on this done button now.
Settings, settings window, add Bluetooth or other device button.
And I'm back on the add Bluetooth or other device button. So now that I've pressed done, I'm going to close the settings window with Alt F4.
Documents window, items view list.
And now I'm going to go into my NVDA preferences. To get there, I need to go into the NVDA menu with modifier N.
NVDA menu. Preferences submenu P.
I pressed down arrow. I'm going to press enter on preferences.
Settings. S.
And now I'm going to press enter again on settings.
NVDA. General. Normal configuration. Dialog. Categories. List. General 1 of 11.
I'm in a categories list. I'm going to arrow down to Braille.
Speech 2 of 11. Braille 3 of 11.
And tab.
Braille display grouping. Braille display edit read-only multi-line alt plus D. No Braille.
It says no Braille for my Braille display. I'm going to change this. To do this, I'm going to press tab.
Change. Button alt plus H.
And enter on the word change.
Select Braille display dialog. Braille display. Combo box no Braille collapse alt plus D.
And it says select Braille display. I'm going to press H now to get me to the HumanWare Braille display that I want. I'm looking for something like HumanWare Brilliant.
Handy Tech. Hado Mobile. Hado Pro. HIMS Braille. HumanWare Braille Note. HumanWare Brilliant BI/B-Series/BrailleNote Touch.
And here it is. If you're in the list of Braille displays that are available to connect, you'll see HumanWare Braille Note and HumanWare Brilliant. Because this is a Brilliant 14, you want Brilliant. From here, I'm going to tab.
Port, combo box, automatic collapse, alt plus P.
And my screen reader says port automatic. I'm going to down arrow.
Bluetooth.
To Bluetooth. And tab.
OK button.
To the OK button. And press enter.
NVDA. Braille. Normal configuration. Dialog. Braille display grouping. Braille display edit read-only multi-line alt plus D. HumanWare Brilliant BI/B-Series/BrailleNote.
And here I am. I have successfully connected. And now, instead of saying I have no Braille with NVDA, it says I am connected to a Brilliant.
Documents window. Items view list. Brilliant by 14 final outline.txt 17 of 39.
I pressed space with E using the Brilliant itself, and that escaped me out of that dialog. So now I am actually connected to my PC with my Brilliant. I'm in my documents list, so I should be able to joystick down.
Browse happynotes.txt, cord cutting class. ADOS input methods final.
So if I wanted to, I could find a document.
Events class reminder template.txt.
Press enter on my Brilliant.
Events class reminder template.txt jart plus. Screen reader mode. Edit multi line. Open line.
And I could open up my document. Trying to exit this document with space E does not work as it did with the NVDA menu. That's because space with E represents escape rather than a save and exit or an Alt F4 command. For a list of keystrokes that you can utilize using your Brilliant and NVDA simultaneously, the best place to look is probably in your user documentation for NVDA. I'll show you how you can access that. I'm going to press modifier N.
NVDA menu.
I'm now going to up arrow.
Exit text. Donate D. Save configuration S. Reset configuration to factory defaults R. Revert to save configuration R. Configuration profiles. Help submenu H.
I'm going to press enter on this help submenu.
User guide you.
And there is your user guide.
Commands quick reference Q.
If you down arrow from there, you'll see commands quick reference.
What's new N?
And if you down arrow one more time, you'll see what's new. And there are other things in this menu as well. But those are three areas, in particular the user guide and the commands quick reference, that may assist you in finding out more information. I don't know what your particular connection may be called. When I go into the connections menu to see what this setup is called, mine just says device. How very ambiguous. But that's okay, because I currently know that I only have two devices connected, this and my iPad. I'm now going to switch screen readers. And when I exited NVDA, you heard the NVDA exit sound. And I also received a vibration from my Brilliant telling me that the screen reader was no longer connected. I'm now going to run JAWS. With JAWS, you're going to have essentially the same experience connecting. First, you're going to install the JAWS drivers, which you can find on humanware.com's support page. Note that this differs from connecting with NVDA. No drivers are necessary. However, with JAWS, you need to install drivers in order to connect. Then you're going to go through the Bluetooth setup the same way we did using NVDA. You'll find Bluetooth on your computer, add a new device, and find your Brilliant. Once you have paired with your Brilliant, you will go into your JAWS menu with JAWS key J.
JAWS context menu. Options submenu. To navigate, press up or down arrow.
You're going to go into the options menu.
Basics dot dot dot.
I pressed enter to get into this menu. Now I'm going to down arrow. There are several options in here. The one I'm looking for is Braille.
Voices submenu. Braille dot dot dot.
And here it is. I'm going to press enter here.
Leaving menus. Braille basic settings dialog. The active Braille display is Brilliant by 14. Default Braille display colon combo box. Brilliant by 14. 4 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
And it tells me that the Brilliant 14 is my active Braille display. So automatically when installing the drivers, it has set this as my default display. Again, if you are looking for documentation to assist you in using your Brilliant in combination with JAWS and finding relevant key commands, your best bet is to go through your JAWS menu and look for relevant documentation. You should be able to find manuals and keyboard commands that will assist you. If you wish to connect via USB, this means that you will not have a wireless connection the way you do with Bluetooth. However, for most screen readers, it should be a very seamless process, even easier than connecting via Bluetooth. First, you'll need to go to the humanware.com support page and find the USB drivers that work with the Brilliant. These are needed to connect a screen reader via USB, and you will need to install those first. Then, you will just plug the larger end of your USB cable into a USB port on your computer. You'll plug the small rectangular end of the USB cable into the Brilliant's USB port. Remember that that's on the left-hand side of the Brilliant, closer to the display, and that the little nibs on the micro USB cable go down when you plug it in. Plug it in gently but firmly, and then you will need to go into your screen reader's menus or settings, depending on your screen reader. With NVDA, it's modifier N. With JAWS, it's JAWS key J. And you press those keys simultaneously. That will take you into the menu. You will look for something like Braille. And you should just automatically see your Brilliant show up among your Braille displays listed. And you can select it from there. Once you select it, you should be connected to your computer.